Today I'm visiting with Afton Spears. Afton is mentoring coordinator for Boone County with YSS. Thanks for coming back to visit here. I didn't know if you were ever going to come back or see us.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we are early. This is not mentoring month, but it is coming up. And this is a good time to let people know if they are interested in becoming a mentor, because we always need more mentors. We got a lot of mentees, and we always have more mentors. But one of the things we want to let people know is the YSS program, mentoring program, recently got certified, I guess, or upgraded your certification. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it goes through Department of Health and Human Services.
Yes.
Your volunteer category there, I think it is.
Yep. Volunteer Iowa through Iowa Mentor. And we are in the gold badge standing.
Yay. A lot of that means to me, it means that you do a lot of, you have a lot of people that are involved and do a lot of training, because you have to go, you do, they do get training, they do get, you know, got to go through a process to be a mentor. You just don't walk through the door and say, here you are, a mentor.
That's correct.
All right. What kind of things do you have to do for them? Obviously, you get signed in, background check, everything like that.
So to become a mentor, you fill out an application that can be either online, or if you need a paper application, we have that available as well. And then we will send a background check in, go through a orientation, and then reference check. And once that is all completed, we can move forward with matching the mentor with a mentee.
Do they have... during the year, do you have times when they get together and for rejuvenating, or I don't know, again, updated information, things like that?
For the mentors?
Yeah,
for the mentors. I will send out a monthly newsletter to all of my mentors that will have information that's happening that month. There'll be resources available to them that they can utilize. We do have out-of-school events from time to time that will also be included in there.
Most are just in school and, again, working through our different schools. And then a lot of times just happens right at the school, too.
Yes, correct. It's basically school-based. Yeah. And so then it's during the school day, just during the school year.
Okay.
So once May comes, it takes take a little break and then go on in August again.
Come back. Does it end for everybody, or do occasionally some mentors continue to keep in contact? Well, mentees might keep in contact as much as mentors.
Yes. So some will return as long as their mentor is still able to mentor. Sometimes we have seniors that graduate and they move on, so then we have to rematch the mentee. But we try to match them with the same mentor if possible. I have been with my mentee this is our fourth school year. So
fourth year.
Yes.
Wow. What's required to be a mentor? So because people, we are looking at 15, 18, how young can they be and how old?
15 is the age requirement on to adult.
Okay. So as old, well, as long as you still feel you can keep up with them. And be their mentor. And I'm guessing, you go kindergarten through middle school?
K through 8, yes.
K through 8?
Yep.
So, and that's three school districts.
Ogden, Madrid, and Boone.
And all probably are in need of more mentors. You have more mentees than mentors.
Yes.
Is it, some I know that you get some teachers refer, how do you end up with a mentee? Or is it just a child wants to be a part of the program?
It can be that, or it can be the teacher has referred them, guidance counselor has referred them, parent has referred them, other school staff. And sometimes the kid, like you said, wants one.
My friend has one, I want one too. Well, and that's a good thing too. Of course, I'm guessing younger ones, they get pretty excited when their mentor shows up. You know, like first grade, second grade, obviously that's a lot of in school.
Yes, yep.
I don't know if I could sit at those little tables lunch with them.
Yes. We do have mentoring space, so we take them outside of the lunchroom and sit there, and they can meet in the mentoring area with them where there's games provided, activities, different things for them to do. If the kiddo wants you to go out for recess, then that's sometimes what you might do to it as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking I know a couple in that age group, and that's where we would be, is out. Let's go play.
Yep.
because, well, that's it. They're always looking for someone to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the process, and again, we do know that we look for people that want to be mentors. Younger ones, I find that interesting because I think over the years we've seen at least some junior seniors that have actually maybe been through the program, come back and want to be a mentor. And and I'm guessing probably a little older, maybe middle school, a little more interested in having that age group.
Yes, they are. Middle school students, I find, are interested in the high school age level mentors versus an adult.
Is it because of the proximity of age and getting ready to go into high school, that sort of thing?
Or? Yes, that's usually their reasoning for that.
They're looking for something like that. Most everything is school-based. Let's talk a little bit about the different schools, Ogden, Boone, and Madrid. Obviously, different needs at each one, I'm guessing. All schools are a little bit different. What kind do you need, like in Ogden? Do you have a waiting list over there?
So wait list, we would mail mentors usually is mm-hmm. our big, and that's going to be all school districts, all really. Yeah. Referrals, we take referrals anytime too.
Okay.
For mentees as well. Ogden, we are pretty well matched up right now with what we have.
Okay.
But waiting on a mentor at the moment.
Could have at least another one.
Yes. But we could always have more because it's helpful to have more because we have students that roll in.
Yeah.
To the program.
What about Boone? Well, I'm guessing let's go Madrid next then and see down there. Do you recall the numbers, kind of the numbers you're looking at? Do we have good number of mentors to match up with them?
Yes. I would say we have a handful probably of mentors that we are needed there to fit with the schedule of the mentees that we have.
Okay. And mostly men again.
Yep. Hmm. Yes.
I don't know why, folks. And Boone, I'm pretty sure a little bigger crowd needed here.
Yes, there is. Yep. Bigger school district, and there's the need for more here as well.
For people that want to consider being a mentor, like you said, you can go online, sign up for it too. Now, I want to find out, because high school kids, there's a demand for that. What are the advantages for a high school kid, do you think, to be a mentor?
So high school students, like if they're in Silver Cord, it benefits them with their Silver Cord hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great resume builder to have that on your resume. If you apply for scholarships, that's something I've written letters for high school students of recommendation mm-hmm. for their scholarships since they've been a mentor within the program. Huge benefit.
And I'm guessing, yeah, like I thought before, maybe some of them came through and had a mentor at one time. Or if they didn't have a mentor, they want to make sure somebody gets one.
Yes. So I have had kids that will come back into the program and say, I did have a mentor when I was in elementary school. And that's very touching to hear those stories.
There is a definite I'm going to say you got to be at least 3 years older.
Yes, a 3-year window between the mentor and mentee.
Okay. And the school kids, most of their stuff is done within school as well, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, a lot of times it's during their lunch and recess time. If that's not doable, we work with schedules and see what we can make work because we want them to be able to meet if possible.
Mm-hmm. So we could always use more students that would like to become involved with the program. And then I'm guessing they could also, what about like DMAC? Do they have some that might be interested in being mentors as well?
I have been out there during their DMAC, some of their DMAC events, and I will try to recruit from there. And I spoke to some of their classes, and I have had some success with that. Okay. But yes, college students would always be welcomed as well.
Good. Especially if they're basketball players.
Yes. Yeah.
Basketball players seem to be able to connect with a lot of them.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if they're all basketball players. Anyway, but that's interesting. Yeah, they can do that. And I think have you had any from like Iowa State come over and do anything or?
So in Boone, no, but Ames Iowa State, yes. Yeah. They
help a lot.
They do, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's. Well, at least we've got DMACC. We keep working on them, too. So the process is to get to be a mentor. Let's run through that so people understand, because you just, again, don't walk through the door to, yes. for this. So initially make contact. What's the best way to do that? Just online?
Yep, online. You can go to www.yss.org, and then the mentoring program and the applications in there. You could email or contact our office, and we can get you to where you need to go to complete the application. Okay.
Do you have, and do you got a person at each school that kind of helps you facilitate a lot of this, or do you get to do it yourself?
I will be in contact with the secretaries and stuff, sure. to kind of like with scheduling and this and that.
But so they're familiar.
Yes. They know. Yes. Everybody is aware of the program, and we've been, this is our 25th year of the mentoring program. Wow. So, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to have a relatively old one here, I think. Here. So, then they, once they get their name in there, get registered or signed up, then what do you have them do? What do they have to do after that? Because, and what kind of commitment are we looking at?
So once we receive the application, if an adult, we send the background check form.
Mm-hmm.
High school, it's just a teacher recommendation and parent permission form. We receive those. We send out reference checks. We get all that back, and then we go through an orientation, and then we work through matching them with who mm-hmm. they prefer. And then the commitment is once a week, 30 to 60 minutes during the school year. So it's just a 9-month commitment. Once a week.
Just once a week.
Yep.
Just try to get together with them. And there's a variety of things. I know we've had, because I've had some mentors actually come and be part of the program previously, years past and stuff. And they talked about some of the different things they do. Not just go for lunch, but they go see a movie. Or they might do, again, but it's something that's overseen.
Yes. Yep.
They don't just take it and go.
No. Yeah. We just recently had an outdoor movie event in October that we did in Ames with our mm-hmm. mentor and mentees, and they all really enjoyed that.
So there are a number of different ways and things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And I know some that have had, gosh, students, they started mentoring when they were probably in late elementary. And I can remember one lady, I think she was there when her mentee graduated. So.
Oh.
But I mean, they just, sometimes you just build those bonds.
You do, yes, yep.
So again, easy way is just definitely men. We're looking for men that would like to spend some time like that. What, 30 minutes to an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Once a week.
Yep.
And usually during just the school year. So, or whatever you work out. There's a lot of it's pretty exciting. So you've had a mentee for 4 years.
I have.
And we'll just keep going along with it, huh?
Yep.
Until they age out or become a mentor themselves.
Yes, for sure.
January is
National Mentoring Month.
National Mentoring Month. So a good time. And again, we're halfway through the school year. So mm-hmm. the sooner you can get involved would be the better. And that gives you a chance. Is it a real long time frame to get somebody initially signed up into getting them tied up with a mentor? Does it take it like a week or so?
It just varies depending mm-hmm. on how fast, like references and all come back. But I mean, I would say within 2 weeks, usually yeah. we can have everything kind of hashed out to start.
With the holidays, probably that little, 2 weeks will be needed.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So we'll do that. Again, if you're interested in finding out more, want to visit, you go out and talk to different groups about mentoring as well?
I do.
Because you said you do go to events and try to mm-hmm. recruit like DMACC students and stuff.
So. Yep, we do.
So glad to, again, if they want to make contact with you, just ask for Afton Spears or at the local office, YSS office.
Yep.
Go online. We'll get you out there to talk to a lot more people and talk about mentoring. Once again, Mentoring Month coming up in January, but right now we're talking about mentoring at our schools, Boone, Ogden, Madrid, all in need, especially of men, that would like to join the program and be a part of it. Thanks for coming and visiting with us and getting us updated on what's going on. We certainly hope we get some people to at least make contact, and Again, if you're a DMAC student or and would be interested in finding out more, or even a high school senior and want to build that resume, a great way to do it is become a mentor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.